Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling a problem that I think every single business owner, every marketing manager, just anyone trying to exist online really feels in their bones right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is what I call the content treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
You know the feeling. It used to be enough to just have a decent website.
Yeah, maybe a blog if you were feeling ambitious.
Exactly.
That feels like a lifetime ago. I mean, the bar has moved so far, it's practically in orbit.
Right.
Now, to be considered credible, you don't just need a blog. You need a podcast, a YouTube channel, TikTok shorts, LinkedIn thought leadership, X threads.
It's exhausting just listing them.
It really is.
And the problem is, unless you have a Hollywood studio budget, you end up doing all of them badly.
Uh-huh.
Or you just burn out.
Absolutely. So today we are looking at a really fascinating case study to see if there's a way out of this trap.
We are. We're looking at a company called EmployWise.
EmployWise is the perfect test subject for this. They are a comprehensive hire-to-retire HR software.
So think big, complex B2B stuff.
Exactly. They have over 100 enterprise clients, about 130,000 active users logging in. They handle everything from payroll processing to performance management.
Right. So this isn't a trendy lifestyle brand selling sneakers. This is dense, technical, high-stakes software.
Very high stakes.
And we are going to explore how a company like that can use a tool called Auto Content API to basically build a content factory.
A content engine, really.
A content engine. But before we get into the tech, I want to address the skepticism in the room. Because when I hear content automation, my first thought is, you know, spam, just garbage text churned out by bots.
And that is the healthy skepticism to have. And honestly, 90% of automated content is garbage.
Okay.
But what we are looking at today with Auto Content API is different. It's different because it's not just about generation. It's about infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
It's about taking high quality input stuff EmployWise already has, things their experts have already written, and just transforming the format. It changes the unit economics of media.
Okay, let's unpack that. Unit economics.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the source material, and the pricing is low, but, you know, cheap doesn't always mean good. Why does EmployWise specifically need this? Why can't they just hire a couple of interns?
Well, look at what EmployWise sells. HR management systems. This is incredibly education heavy.
Right.
You aren't winning clients on vibes. A potential client needs to understand compliance laws in 50 different states, best practices for onboarding, how to handle complex payroll taxes.
They need to trust that EmployWise knows this stuff better than anyone else.
Precisely. So they need educational content. Huge amounts of it.
Okay.
But here's the production bottleneck. Traditionally, if EmployWise wanted to dominate the market across all channels, they would need like 4 separate specialized teams.
4 teams. For what?
An editorial team for blogs.
Yeah.
An audio team for podcasts, a video team for YouTube, and a social team for all the vertical video.
And the costs in the source material were staggering.
Yeah.
Is it outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode effectively costs anywhere from, what, $100 to $15,000?
Depending on the production value, yes. And a professional video. You're starting at $3,000 minimum.
Wow.
Exactly. So for a company like EmployWise, even if they are successful, they can't just burn cash hiring 50 media professionals.
It's just not feasible.
Not at all. And this is where the Auto Content API comes in. Wow. It allows them to take one core asset, say a really good human-written white paper about the future of remote work compliance, and programmatically turn it into every other format instantly.
It's about omnichannel ubiquity, as the source material put it.
That's the one. Being everywhere.
Okay, let's get into the mechanics. The first feature that really jumped out at me was the audio side. The source material calls Auto Content API the Notebook LM API alternative.
Right.
Now, I have played with Google's Notebook LM. It's fun. You give it a doc, it makes a little audio summary. It's a cool party trick, I guess.
It is fun, but it's a consumer toy. It's manual. You drag and drop a file, you wait, you listen. Auto Content API is the enterprise version. It's headless content production.
Okay, pause. Headless content production. Now, that sounds like a horror movie. For the non-developers listening, can you explain what headless actually means in this context?
Sure. Think of it like a car engine without the dashboard or the steering wheel. Headless just means there is no user interface where you log in and click buttons. It's
right.
Pure code running in the background.
So it connects directly to EmployWise's existing systems.
Exactly. It just works.
Okay, so paint a picture for me. How does this work in practice for EmployWise?
All right. Imagine EmployWise has a library of 500 blog posts. These are technical articles about managing overtime in California or sexual harassment training protocols.
Right, dense stuff.
Very dense. They can plug their blog's RSS feed into the Auto Content API. The API ingests the text, it understands the nuance, and it generates a podcast episode for each one of those posts automatically.
But, and I have to ask this, is it listenable? We're talking about HR compliance here. If it's a monotone robot reading a tax code, I mean, nobody is going to listen to that.
And that's the notebook LM gap you mentioned. Auto Content API supports what it calls multi-speaker dynamics.
Multi-speaker.
It generates banter. It creates two AI agents. Let's call them the host and the expert who discuss the topic.
Wait, hold on. Banter about tax compliance. That sounds cringy. Does that actually add value?
It sounds counterintuitive, I know.
Yeah.
But think about cognitive load. If I read a dense PDF about tax law, my brain hurts after 5 minutes.
Sure.
But if I listen to two people discussing the implications of that law, maybe cracking a small joke about how complicated it is and breaking it down into a conversation.
It's accessible.
Exactly. Suddenly, a dry article becomes a 10-minute conversation that an HR manager can actually listen to on their drive to work.
So it's not really about entertainment. It's about accessibility. It's making the medicine go down easier.
Precisely. And it creates a huge asset library. And here is the kicker. It doesn't stop at English.
Oh, right. The global aspect. I saw that.
The API supports over 50 languages. So EmployWise is based in the U.S., right?
Right.
But with a single API call, they can take that same podcast about onboarding and generate a Spanish version, a German version, a Japanese version.
That is wild. So they basically expand their total addressable market, their TAM, overnight.
Without hiring a single local translator or voice actor. If you tried to do that manually, hiring a German voice actor to read a blog post about U.S. payroll, it would cost a fortune and take weeks.
And the API does it in minutes for?
Or pennies.
Okay, so they have the ears of the HR managers. We all know the internet is visual. If you aren't on video, you don't exist. But video is notoriously the most expensive format to produce.
It was. The Auto Content API has video endpoints that change the math completely.
How?
There are two main plays for EmployWise here. First, let's talk about faceless shorts.
These are the vertical videos for TikTok and Reels.
Exactly. The source material mentions the Video Create Shorts endpoint. EmployWise can take a snippet of advice like 3 tips for better employee retention, and the API generates a 9.16 vertical video.
And it can even use an AI avatar, so a digital talking head.
Yes. They can choose a professional woman or casual speaker avatar that lip syncs the script perfectly. So you have a consistent face of the brand delivering daily HR tips on TikTok, and no one had to set up a camera, light a set, or hire talent.
Okay, I have to play the skeptic again. Does an AI avatar feel authentic? Do people actually trust a digital face?
That's a valid concern. And for a heartfelt apology or a major brand announcement, no, you use a human.
Of course.
But for here are 3 quick tips on filing your W-2s. The audience doesn't care if it's Spielberg directed. They just want the information quickly. It's all about utility.
And the cost difference here is what really shocked me. A manual video is, what, $300 minimum?
Minimum API cost.
Roughly 400 credits, which on their business plan works out to about 4 euros. I mean, that's less than the cost of a single click on a LinkedIn ad.
And that low cost allows for creative testing at scale. EmployWise can generate 50 different videos to see which specific HR topic goes viral. You simply couldn't afford to run that experiment if you were paying a freelancer $300 a pop.
That's the social play.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about SEO, because there was a section in the notes about programmatic SEO that I found a little confusing. It sounded like they're just spamming Google with thousands of pages.
It's a fine line, but let's break it down. Programmatic SEO is when you create pages like HR software for Austin, HR software for Dallas, HR software for Seattle.
Right. And usually Google hates that. They call it thin content because it's just the same page with the city name swapped out.
Correct. Google penalizes you if you add no value. But this is where the Auto Content API fixes the problem.
Yeah.
Because the production cost is so low, EmployWise can generate unique audio and video assets for each of those thousands of pages.
Wait. So the Austin page actually has a video talking about Texas laws.
Exactly. The Austin page has a video specifically about HR trends in Texas. The Dallas page might have a podcast episode discussing compliance in Dallas. Suddenly, it's not thin content anymore. It's rich, multimedia content.
And that keeps the user on the page.
Which is what Google wants. That time on page, or dwell time, is a huge ranking signal.
I think the source material said pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on Google.
It's a massive advantage. So they aren't just spamming pages. They are engineering high-value pages that shoot to the top of search results.
Okay, I want to pivot to something that I think makes this more than just a repurposing tool. Because sometimes you need new information, right? You can't just recycle old blogs forever.
You're talking about the deep research endpoint.
Yes. This sounded like sci-fi to me. It uses agents like Gemini or OpenAI to actually go out and learn.
Correct. It doesn't just write from its training data. It browses the live web. It reads reputable sources, places like the Financial Times or sec.gov-n. Critically, it cites its sources.
So how does a company like EmployWise use this without getting into trouble? I mean, if the AI hallucinates a new labor law, they get sued.
That is the biggest risk, and that's why the citation feature is key. It provides the links so a human can verify. But let's look at the newsjacking strategy they outlined. Let's say a new labor law passes in California.
Right. Panic mode for every HR manager in the state.
Usually, EmployWise would have to wait for their analysts to read the law, write a brief, send it to the content team. It takes days.
Days they don't have.
Right. With Auto Content API, they can set up a reaction loop.
Walk me through a reaction loop.
Sure. Step one, they integrate with a social listening tool. The API detects that California labor law is trending on X or Reddit.
So it sees the buzz.
Step two, that triggers the deep research endpoint. The agent goes out, reads the actual bill, reads the news coverage, and synthesizes the key points.
Okay, so it gathers the intel.
Step three, it auto-generates a script for a market alert podcast and a video explaining the implications for HR managers.
And step four.
Step four, a human at EmployWise reviews it for accuracy, takes 10 minutes. Step five, it publishes.
So they could technically have a breakdown of the law in their customers' inboxes before the customers even fully understand what's happening.
Exactly. They become the first authority to cover the news, and the heavy lifting, the research and drafting was all automated.
That is powerful. But I want to switch gears. We've talked a lot about marketing getting new customers, but EmployWise has 130,000 active users, people who already pay them.
Right.
Does this infinite content machine actually help them? Or is it just a marketing gimmick?
I'm glad you asked that, because this is where I think the real long-term value lies. It's about eating your own dog food and using this tech for operations and support.
How so?
Think about the documentation for software like this. Employee separation protocols, configuring the leave module. These are dense, boring, technical manuals.
No one wants to read those.
No one. And because no one reads them, they call support.
Which costs money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But if EmployWise uses the API to turn those manuals into a private podcast feed, an audio guide to EmployWise, users can learn how to use the software while they are commuting.
That's smart. Learn the software on your way to work.
Exactly. But let's go deeper. Let's talk about the CEO paradox.
Oh, I loved this concept in the notes. Break it down for us.
So in a company of that size, employees and customers crave connection with leadership. They want to hear from the CEO. They want to know the vision.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the building. They don't have time to record a weekly video update.
Right. So the employees feel disconnected, like they are just cogs in a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Content API solves this with voice cloning. The EmployWise CEO records their voice just a few minutes of audio. The API creates a high fidelity clone.
Okay, hearing voice cloning always makes me a little nervous. It sounds a bit creepy.
It's spooky, but useful. The internal comms team can type out daily updates, shout outs to high performing employees, or strategic shifts. Then the API generates audio that sounds exactly like the CEO delivering it.
So it creates presence without the time cost.
It scales leadership. Employees feel like the CEO is speaking to them daily, keeping them in the loop, even though the CEO is off closing deals. It builds culture through infrastructure.
Okay, I'm sold on the vision, but I can hear the technical listeners asking, is this a nightmare to set up? You mentioned headless earlier. Does EmployWise need a team of 10 engineers to build this?
Surprisingly, no. The platform follows an API-first philosophy, which means it plays nice with other tools. It integrates with things like Make.com and Zapier.
The no-code tools. So a marketing person could do this.
Exactly. A non-technical marketing manager at EmployWise could build that reaction loop we talked about. They could say, when a new item hits this RSS feed, send it to Auto Content, get the MP3, and upload it to Spotify. It's just drag-and-drop logic.
And let's talk brass tacks. Money. We mentioned the per video cost, but what's the monthly commitment? Is this a five-figure enterprise contract?
No, and that's what is so disruptive about it. The pricing tiers are shockingly accessible. The amateur plan is 24 euros a month. The high volume plan is 166 euros a month.
166 euros? For a business of that size? That's nothing.
It's a rounding error. And for that, you get 20,000 credits. The real aha moment here is that for the price of 1 hour of a freelancer's time, EmployWise can run a daily podcast for an entire month.
That is the definition of leverage.
It really is. But before we wrap up, I want to zoom out because we've talked about podcasts, videos, SEO, but there is a bigger shift happening here, a shift to what some people are calling the agentic web.
The agentic web. Okay, that sounds like the sequel to The Matrix. What does that mean?
It does sound like that, but it's real. Look, right now we create content for humans to read. You write a blog so a human clicks on it.
Sure.
But in the very near future, and it's already starting, humans won't be the first ones reading your content. AI agents will be.
You mean like when I ask ChatGPT a question or when I ask Siri for an answer?
Exactly. If you ask Siri, what's the best HR software for overtime laws in California? Siri doesn't read a website like you do. It looks for structured data. It looks for answers it can parse.
So how does Auto Content API play into this?
Well, the API doesn't just spit out an MP3 or an MP4 file. It outputs structured data JSON files. It tags the content perfectly. It ensures that EmployWise's data is formatted exactly the way these AI agents want to consume it.
So by building this engine, EmployWise isn't just making content for people. They are training the AI that recommends them to the people.
Precisely. If you aren't feeding the agents structured data, you're going to become invisible to the next generation of search.
Wow. That puts the infrastructure argument into a whole new light. It's not just about saving money on video editors. It's about future-proofing the company's entire existence online.
It is. It's moving from handcrafted artisanal content to industrial-scale information delivery.
So we have covered a lot. From converting blogs to banter-filled podcasts to faceless TikTok armies to feeding the AI agents of the future, it's clear that Auto Content API isn't just a tool. It's a massive competitive advantage.
It's a lever. And like any lever, the companies that pull it first are going to dominate the landscape.
So here is our final provocative thought for you to chew on today. We've established that content production is becoming effectively free and infinite. If EmployWise and all their competitors can produce 1,000 videos a day, doesn't the internet just become a landfill of noise?
That is the terrifying logical conclusion, isn't it? When production is free, volume is no longer a differentiator.
So what is left? What's the advantage?
Insight, strategy, the quality of the original thought. Auto Content API is an amplifier. If you amplify noise, you just get louder noise.
But if you amplify insight, you win the market.
You win the market.
So the question for our listeners is, are you building a machine to amplify your unique insight? Or are you just trying to build a louder megaphone for the same old generic stuff?
Because if you don't have the insight, the machine won't save you. It will just expose you faster.
On that cheerful note, Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.